Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 15, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. We did not bowl in Raleigh on March 15. Because we went to the annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament in Winston-Salem on March 16. The annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament was held Saturday, March 16 at the Creekside Bowling Lanes, 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Registration began at 9 a.m. and the bowling began at 9:30. The Outlaws met at the J.C. Park at 6:30 a.m. March the 16th, Saturday morning, and planned to make their usual breakfast stop in Burlington. And dinner on the way home was to be determined. Transportation fee of $20 for everyone riding the van. National Tournament Hotel Information. We are working on setting teams for the national tournament and arranging for transportation needs. Please let Sharon know as soon as possible if you are planning to ride the league vans to Pittsburgh. We need to reserve appropriate vehicles and set the cost, so we must have a firm commitment from those who will be riding the vans. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29th to June the 3rd. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel at 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. Here's some new information. According to the ABBA president, A.J. Inglesby, you will not be charged for the first night. What a deal. The hotel may request a deposit, but if you cancel, up to 48 hours in advance, you will receive a refund. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. Each individual is responsible for booking their own accommodations. To reserve yours, please call 1-800-325-3535. Be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. Cutoff date to get the group rate is April 29th. And the group rate will be honored, by the way, for 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament, based upon room availability at the hotel. The hotel is located 18 miles from the Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. The average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. And they will also provide complimentary shuttle for up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining and entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes at 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and snack bar. They will be providing a breakfast and lunch menu for the tournament. Attention, bowlers who have a locker. Please be advised that your locker has a tag placed on it. Please take this tag to the front counter so that the staff can update their records with the name assigned to the locker. This will only take a little time, and the staff appreciate your prompt time and attention to this matter. Hot Shots, Week 21. Judy Eason, 111. Kenny Farr, 162. Renee Benton, 105. Dennis Glenn, 145. Karen Broderick, 117. Shelby Foster, 147. Francis Council, 122. Sharon Benton, 156. Marjorie Conyers, 155. Ralph Height, 164, Dwight Jones, 95, Zelda Price, 130, Linda Lewis, 74, Brian Lewis, 123, Lois Sanders, 139, Tommy Simmons, 98, Don Ball, 120, Carla Smith, 138, Reggie Blunt, 147, Van McLean Jr., 158. Rochelle Sharp, 97, Ginger Rush, 182, John Watson, 109, Matt Bowers, 121, Frank Foster, 95, and Brenda Haney, 147. To benefit the CBA Youth Account, we have another raffle going. The first prize is a $100 gift card. The second prize is a $50 gift card. And third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for tickets. And Jeff also has a new stock of black ink pens if anyone needs any. They cost $2 a piece or $3 for $5. Outlaw Clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts and jackets, please see Ginger. 12 items in total are needed to place an order. The price list is on the back page of the email copy of the notes, and payment in advance is requested. Now note that Ginger already has enough items to place this order, so this is last call for the season. If you want new shirts for the national tournament, please let her know right away. She will be placing the order next week. Putt-Putt Tournament announced. Are you ready for some fun fellowship and friendly competition? Then come out to the 31st Annual VIP Mini Golf Tournament on Saturday, April 13. It's taking place at the scenic Dan Nichols Park in Salisbury, North Carolina. Meet up with old friends and make some new friends. Registration deadline is Friday, March 22. The registration packet and flyer are attached to the email copy of the notes. Registration is completed by a county through a social worker or a group leader, or an individual if neither a social worker or group leader is available. If there is a new participant or a new county participating for the first time, please contact Vernice Gallen Clyburn, LRT, CTRS, Therapeutic Recreation Supervisor, Rowan County Parks and Recreation, the Therapeutic Recreation Division, at Ellis Park, 3541 Old Moxville Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144. Telephone number is 704-216-7781. Cell phone 704-223-5965. And fax number 704-216-7973. Any questions? Any comments? Don't hesitate to contact Vernice. If anyone is interested in volunteering, please contact Edward Haley at 704-216-7782. As Vernice said, thank you very much for the continued support and participation. We're looking forward to seeing everyone in April to help celebrate 31 years. The Top Tech Tidbits. This is the 700th. Got that? 700th issue, dating back to late 2004 of Top Tech Tidbits. So we will be taking a short two-week hiatus after today. The next issue of Tidbits will arrive in your inbox on April the 4th of 2019. A tweet from last Christmas Day listed 15 things that did not exist in the world 15 years ago. In other words, a year before Tidbits was launched. This list includes, hold on to your seats, folks, this list includes the iPhone, the iPad, Twitter, Dropbox, Instagram, Netflix, streaming, Snapchat, Android, Spotify, Facebook, Android, Uber. I guess that was Android twice. Lyft, Alexa, Airbnb, App Store, Google Chrome, WhatsApp, Fitbit, Waze, Slack, Square, Hulu, Bitcoin, Kindle, and Venmo. To that list, I'll add HIMS, Bard, and NVDA, HIMS, BARD, and NVDA, Subscription JAWS, Fusion, Viable Narrator, Chromebook, Victor Stream, and Office 365. A lot has happened, and we won't even address the organizations and services that no longer exist that now that existed back then. Much to reflect on as we pursue this, our 700th issue of Tidbits. And now, for the highlights from the current list before we go on hiatus. Table of contents for new book. Dean Martineau's under $20 book, Windows Keyboard Power User Guide, will appear in April 2019. This link will give you a version of the table of contents world format. I think I need to stop right here and tell you that you can get your information, your detailed information about the specific email addresses for the items in Top Tech Tidbits today by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service, 919-832-5138, or by going to flying-blind.com, flyingblind.com, where they publish in a continued fashion a more extensive list of these items and other, as well as information for you, classified ads for items that you may wish to acquire. So for the specific addresses, that's how we'll handle it today. Moving along, controlling cookies. This 2017 Consumer Reports article explains cookies, how to distinguish the ones you want to keep from the ones you may not. Seeing AI update. iOS users can navigate a picture to learn where people and objects are. The app works on the iPad. Be My Eyes can connect with Google accessibility support. Users of Be My Eyes can connect by video with accessibility support during their open hours of 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Add alternative text to Facebook photos. The Tech Abilities podcast provides full transcripts, and this one talks through the process of adding alternative text to your Facebook photos. Fedora Outlier courses. Fedora Outlier offers thorough courses on Android, iOS, Windows, and Mac. Replacing your computer with an iPad. The free online course, Replacing Your Traditional Computer with an iPad, starts on April 9. Skill with VoiceOver is mandatory. For information, put Wish to Join Online Course in the subject line and then send a message. Cutting the Cable. Access Tech Watch offers a podcast detailing a way to get rid of cable bills. Blind Bargains QAST number 175. This is the last BBQ before CSUN, CSUN. I should say that this is the last Blind Bargains cast before CSUN. And the podcast with transcripts will start appearing toward the end of March of this year. iOS app to teach coding to children. Ballyland, B-A-L-L-Y, Land Code 2, helps children learn to code. Stascom 2019. This is a free Windows program with a lot of useful utilities. Weather Gods on Eyes on Success. Eyes on Success number 1911 focuses on the highly accessible app Weather Gods and the process for making it that way. NFB Newsline app on Kindle. Hear about the NFB Newsline skill for Kindle on Tech Talk on Tuesday, March 19 at 00 hours, which equals Monday, March 18 at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Here's a special article from David Hansuch to AM New York. And it was updated as of March the 12th at 12.08 p.m. It's titled, Guide Dogs Lead Blind Runner in Sunday's New York City Half Marathon. Nobody really notices the jogger wearing several layers of cold weather gear running in Central Park near Tavern on the Green with a black Labrador retriever sporting green booties. but history is in the making in front of the horse-drawn carriages, bicyclists, and rollerbladers as Thomas Panic, president and CEO of Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and his guide dog, Wesley, recently trained for the upcoming New York City Half Marathon. When the starting gun sounds at Prospect Park this Sunday, it will be the first time that a team of guide dogs will lead a blind runner in the race. According to Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a Westchester County nonprofit that provides guide dogs to people with vision loss. Panic, age 48, lost his sight to retinitis pigmentosa, a rare and incurable eye disease, in his early 20s. He hopes to raise awareness and funds for his organization's Running Guides program, which provides blind athletes with a service dog capable of guiding while running. Only the dogs who love to run go into the Running Guides program, where they are taught to navigate safely around obstacles and people, giving their blind athletes the freedom to run safely, Panic said. In addition to their desire to run, the dogs are selected for their ability to stay focused while guiding a runner. Being able to teach the dog to run while guiding is quite a feat, Panic said. Panic, who has run 20 marathons with a sighted human connected by a tether and giving verbal cues, hopes to complete this Sunday's half marathon in about 2 hours. He'll be led by a relay of three labs who, one at a time, will run slightly ahead of him on his left side. Panic will most likely start the 13.1-mile race with Wesley before switching to his energetic sister, Waffle, who both turned 2 on March 30th. And Panic will finish the race with Gus, his 7-year-old yellow lab, who will officially retire at the finish line. Gus was the first working guide dog to be trained as a running guide, so it is fitting that, like so many human elite athletes, he plans to retire after meddling in a world-class race, Panic said. While human runners often carbo-load before a race, canine runners take a different approach. We call it kibble-loading, Panic joked. A team of veterinarians and volunteers stationed along the course will check the dogs and ensure their hydration, health, and safety. The dogs have a veterinary station like I have a medical tent. There's a vet tech to see how the dogs are doing, Panic said. Panic isn't nervous about running the half mile with his pack. I have a lot of confidence in that dog that he is going to keep me safe, he said. Being able to run with his guide dog gives Panic the opportunity to run at any time that he wants, not just when a sighted companion is available. Dogs love to run, he said. It makes a whole lot of sense to give him some exercise. Through the Running Guides program, runners with vision loss don't have to be reliant on human guides or limited to the treadmill. We do this out of love and to give people the opportunity to be healthy and well, even though they may have a vision loss, Panic said. And now, the calendar of events. WFB information provided by Robert Parrish, the Wake Federation of the Blind president. The Wake Federation of the Blind will meet at the usual location, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, on Saturday, April 13, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, if you have questions or comments, please call me. My phone number is 919-616-1606, or my email address is robertcparrish7@gmail.com. I hope to see you all there. For information and a listing of audio-described performances, you may wish to check out the Arts Access website. www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be Thursday, March 21, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street in downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is now the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And his email address is Ricky, that's R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09, RickyScott09, at gmail.com. The Raleigh Awake chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Tuesday. The second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. There's going to be a spring carnival for families of children with special needs. It'll be at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ on Saturday, April the 27th, running from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be games, a petting zoo, crafts, food, prizes, a parents' lounge, and more. And it is all free for the whole family. Siblings of kids with special needs are absolutely welcome, too. The address is 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. For more information, check out the website at www.specialatbrooks.org. Another free item is a free health fair. This will be on March the 30th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and it will be held at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church, 1515 Crosslink Road in Raleigh. Services offered will include health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HVID and STD, kidney and stroke, child dental screening, and there will be giveaways. For more information, give them a call at 919-833-3283. Something else from Arts Access. They are absolutely thrilled to invite you to their third annual series of Fortunate Events. SOFE, they call it. SOFE. This is four talent showcases featuring artists with disabilities in art, music, dance, theater, and film, occurring Thursday, April 25 until Sunday, May 5. Support artists with disabilities and Arts Access by purchasing tickets or sponsoring the series. Series tickets give you access to all four events, including the opening gala. Or you can just purchase tickets to individual events. The opening gala, Thursday, April the 25th, 6:30 p.m. at the AIA NC building. This event celebrates the artists, hosts, sponsors, and the honorary chair, Martha Kervori, of the 2019 series of Fortunate Events. Join us for a casual evening filled with drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and music by DJ Smooth, along with some great company. Tickets are $50. Next up, performance done our way on Saturday, April 27 at 2 p.m. at the Cary Theater. An afternoon of accessible theater, music, and dance featuring performers with and without disabilities. A highlight of the showcase will be a dance performance featuring Chalet Danceworks and David Robinson. Tickets are $25. Audio description is provided and ASL upon request. Next up, Kids Art Making. Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. An afternoon of art making in an inclusive and welcoming environment for families and children of all ages and abilities. We will create fantastic features using found objects, paper, crayons, markers, and wild imaginations. It's free, but registration is required. And finally, Sophie Film Shorts. Sunday, May the 5th, 5:30 p.m. at the Cary Theater. We will host the screening of two short films by creators with disabilities, followed by a discussion with the filmmakers, Brad Jones for Waking Dreams, and George Yulinois, George My Autism. Tickets are $15. Audio description is provided, and open captioning is provided. Accessibility accommodations. When purchasing your tickets, you may request any additional accommodations that would make your experience more accessible. If you have any accessibility questions, please contact Arts Access Office, 919-833-9919, or send an email to Betsy. That's Betsy at artsaccessinc.org. We ask that all requests be made 9 days in advance of each event to ensure we can provide the best accommodations possible. And now, we'll move on to recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. They've got some good things going here, as they always do. Our first one is pistachio cream cheese cookies. The ingredients for this one, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 3 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1 1/2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1 large egg at room temperature, 3 teaspoons grated lemon zest, 1 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 to 2 drops of green food coloring, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of finely chopped pistachios, then 60 shelled pistachios, about 1/3 cup. Here are your directions. In a large bowl, beat the butter, cream cheese, and confectioner's sugar together until they're blended. Beat in the egg, lemon zest, vanilla, and food coloring. In a separate bowl, whisk the flour, baking powder, and salt. Gradually beat this then into the creamed mixture. Divide the dough in half. Shape each into a 7 1/2 inch long roll. Roll in the chopped pistachios. Wrap it up and refrigerate it for 2 hours or until it's firm. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Unwrap and then cut crosswise into 1/4 inch slices. Place 1 inch apart on an ungreased baking sheets. Press a whole pistachio into the center of each cookie. Bake for 7 to 9 minutes or until the edges are lightly browned. Remove from the pans to wire racks to cool. And then enjoy. If that didn't get you going, how about this one? Lemon blossoms. I think something good is coming. The ingredients, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of butter or margarine softened, 1/3 cup fresh or bottled lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Now you're going to have a glaze to go with this, so it has its own set of ingredients. For the glaze, 1 1/2 cups of confectioner's sugar, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, and a few drops of yellow food coloring. This is optional. It just depends upon how yellow you want your lemon to look. What are the instructions? In a large mixing bowl, combine the butter and the sugar. Mix it well until it's creamy and combined. In a separate bowl, stir together with a spoon the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and the salt. To the butter mixture, add lemon juice, and then dump in the flour mixture. Mix it well until the dough forms. Cover it and then refrigerate it for an hour. Roll the dough out to 1/4 inch thickness on a floured surface, cut with a small circle cutter. I used a 1 1/2 inch circle cutter. Place on an ungreased baking sheet and bake at 400 degrees for about 8 minutes. Remove to cool. Combine the glaze ingredients and stir with a spoon until the lumps disappear. And spoon a little bit into the center of each cookie and then spread it around with the back of the spoon. Make more glaze if needed. Allow it to dry for an hour or so, and then you can stack the cookies and store them in a cookie jar. Unless... this is my part I've added. You're at my house. Because if you're at my house, after they dry, there won't be many left to stack up and put in a jar. Because I'm going to eat them all. That's absolutely the only way to go.